In reality television, the people are represented by two separate but equally obsessed attorneys. This is their podcast.
Hi, I'm Ceci.
And I'm Angela.
And this is the Bravo Docket.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Bravo Docket. We're going to do a quick little interim episode in between our Marco coverage to give you guys some content this week. We're going to be talking about the lawsuit that Faith filed against Bravo.
Yeah, and it's Faith Stowers from Vanderpump Rules. I think the last time she appeared on the show was something like, what, 2018? Maybe?
I think 2018. I mean, interestingly enough, she's being represented by the same Bethany Frankel, Reality Reckoning attorneys, the same Rachel Levis attorneys, the same Brandy Glanville attorneys. So I think we just add this to the Reality Reckoning litigations.
Yep. They even, in one of the paragraphs of this complaint, even mention that it's been spearheaded by Bethany Frankel. So they went ahead and just put that in a paragraph of the complaint.
They're like, screw it, we're not hiding it.
Yep.
This is what it is. So how do you want to start? Do you want to start by going through the complaint?
We're going to go through the complaint and then discuss it a little bit. We've talked a little bit before about some of the contracts and then some of these other types of, I guess we're calling them the Reality Reckoning complaints. So we'll go through the allegations and kind of give our commentary on them the way we did with, for example, Caroline Manzo's complaint. And then we have some bonus content at the end. We do have a limited appearance contract that looks like it might be pretty similar to one of the contracts Faith mentioned. It's a different production company, but it's signed around the same time. And it looks, from the way she's describing the language in this complaint, like it could be pretty similar. There's also a order from a federal court in 2020 upholding some of these provisions. So we'll briefly discuss that as well. Again, this is Vanderpump Rules. Faith had the famous dalliance with Jax that led to Brittany saying, what is it?
The rotten hell.
Yeah, rotten hail. You can rotten hail.
I didn't watch these seasons. Like I said, I'm a bandwagon Vanderpumper. So I watched the first three seasons and then season 10, but that's it. So I have not seen Faith on here. But obviously, being a consumer of social media and all things Bravo, I know who she is because of her allegations of racism on the show.
Okay, so Ceci, what is Faith suing for?
So she is suing for retaliation under the California Labor Code, discrimination under FEHA, hostile work environment, again under FEHA, retaliation also under FEHA, failure to prevent discrimination and harassment under FEHA, wrongful termination and violation of public policy, intentional infliction of emotional distress, and negligent infliction of emotional distress. And she is demanding a jury trial.
And this is in state court. It's in the Superior Court of Los Angeles, so it's not in federal court. And these all appear to be either common law California claims or one of the two California statutes that Ceci mentioned. Paragraph 20, general allegations. This case centers on Vanderpump Rules, a reality television series that premiered on Bravo in 2013. This series revolves around the staff at Lisa Vanderpump's restaurants in West Hollywood, Sir Restaurant and Lounge, Pump Restaurant and Tom Tom Restaurant and Bar. Lisa Vanderpump, a British restaurateur and former Real Housewives of Beverly Hills cast member, is the central figure of the series, which focuses on her employees' drama-filled personal and professional lives. The show has aired continuously for over a decade and is in its 11th season, which premiered on January 30th, 2024. And if that sounds familiar, that's because that is verbatim from Raquel's lawsuit.
Wow. Copy-paste. Even when you're working at a firm, it's, you know, working smarter, not harder, is to rely on your past work. There's nothing
And save
wrong
your clients
that.
Money. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. That's just literally how the law works.
All right. So Stowers came to the attention of Lisa Vanderpump and the Vanderpump Rules production team while working as a server at Pump, one of Vanderpump's restaurants. Vanderpump encouraged Stowers to join Vanderpump Rules, remarking that the cast needed, quote, color. Stowers agreed to appear on season 4 as a cast member. Without the benefit of counsel, Stowers entered into an agreement with Evolution and NBC, entitling her to a grand total of $5,000 in exchange for her participation, with the caveat that Stowers was required to ostensibly forfeit every conceivable legal right she had, or may have had, under California law.
Faith was victimized by Evolution, NBC, and the cast during her time on Vanderpump Rules and for many years thereafter. Some of this victimization came in the form of racist slurs, others in the form of physical violence. Lauren Birmingham, also known as Lala Kent, would routinely joke that she, Kent, was, quote, blacker than Faith. These deeply offensive statements were, on many occasions, caught on camera. Also captured on camera was Brittany Cartwright, hurling racial slurs at Stowers over speakerphone in the presence of other cast members and mocking her, quote, nappy hair. Several cast members also embarked on a racially charged and defamatory harassment campaign against Faith, which is further detailed below.
Faith's experience on Vanderpump Rules during season 4 included sexual harassment and physical violence. When Faith confided in a producer that she had developed feelings for Kent, production seemed gleeful to make the dynamic as awkward and uncomfortable as possible. For the cast trip to Hawaii, production arranged for Kent and Faith to stay in a room with a single bed. Moreover, production pressured Lala and Faith to get intimate and touch each other sensually on camera. All of this was greatly distressing to Faith.
Wait, was that the season where Jax got arrested and they had to post $11,000 bail to get him out? And it was a $300 pair of sunglasses.
Later that season, Faith was violently assaulted by Kent. Other cast members have alluded to the so-called knife incident in the past, but it has never been fully fleshed out due to Evolution's and NBC's cover-up. Lala and Faith were in Sir's dining room arguing over Faith's disclosure of something Kent believed was said in confidence. Lala became severely agitated, losing all self-control and hurling barbs at Faith. Faith and Lala retreated to a back room, with Lala still screaming. With the cameras rolling, Lala grabbed a knife from a nearby counter and began brandishing it at Faith, holding it to her neck and threatening to, quote, cut a bitch. Faith looked into Lala's eyes while Lala was wielding the knife and could see that Lala was deadly serious and had completely lost control, and consequently that she, Faith, was an actual danger. Faith feared Lala would stab, slice, or disfigure her. Furthermore, as a black woman who served in the military, she felt that if she attempted to disarm Lala or otherwise venture to protect herself, she would be stereotyped due to her race and blamed for the events. The fact of the matter is that she was most certainly correct.
Deeply shaken, Faith reported the events to NBC and Evolution and expressed her intention to involve law enforcement. In response to Faith's disclosure, NBC and Evolution began the cover-up almost immediately. The show's executive producer called Faith that night to discourage her from involving the police or escalating the situation by speaking to the media. The show's executive producer downplayed the incident's significance and strongly implied to Faith that speaking out would come with severe career ramifications. The next day, Vanderpump met with Faith, informing her in no uncertain terms that she would be terminated if she could not find a way to, quote, get along with Kent. Faith was utterly astonished and disturbed by NBC's and Evolution's response. However, given the threat to her job security, livelihood, and reputation, Faith decided to hold her tongue. She neither reported the incident to the police nor, at the time, spoke to the media.
Heading, Stowers faces retaliation from NBC and Evolution. Notwithstanding her compliance with NBC's and Evolution's directives, Faith was subjected to retaliation for the incident. Instead of exercising her option, which would have entitled her to more money, or even just terminating her, NBC and Evolution forced her to sign a new revised contract, providing that she was now a, quote, volunteer who would, quote, not be paid, and clarifying that Evolution has no obligation to me whatsoever. The same language was included in her subsequent contract for season 6. At no point did Faith's actual employment status change in spite of these retaliatory acts intended to punish her.
Okay, one comment here real quick. I'm not commenting on the veracity of anything she's saying, but it's going to be hard to prove retaliation in the context of reality TV because it is a popularity contest and they control right. that, you know? But if she has evidence that she reported this and then they demoted her and there wasn't another reason for the demotion or whatever that could be seen as retaliation. Faith is informed and believes, and based thereon alleges, that none of the white members of the Vanderpump Rules cast, and certainly none of the regular participants, are, quote, volunteers working without compensation. To make matters worse, Faith was previously a paid member of the cast, and her designation only changed after she was subjected to and reported physical violence and racist harassment by her white castmates.
Oh, okay. Again, stopping here. She agreed to sign the new contract, no?
She was given it. She didn't have to stay on the show. She was given a new contract is what it looks like.
Right. I mean, it's unclear of what the timing is.
Yeah, there's not a lot
subsequent, of... Yeah, there's no dates. It's not clear when this new contract was given to her. And it doesn't say if she signed it or not, but that's totally up to her whether or not she agrees to go on to a show unpaid.
Yeah, I would assume they wouldn't let her on the show if she didn't sign it. It was either sign this or don't appear.
Yeah, so then she could just not appear.
Yeah.
You don't have the right to be on a show, so just don't sign it.
It's just going to be difficult to prove that it was based on these things because there's probably a lot of other people that did that. Now, got this moves on into discovery, survives a motion to dismiss, and they get copies of all the contracts they made everyone sign. And then the one black cast member had a totally different contract that they didn't use for anyone else. That would be bad.
Right. But I have a feeling she was sort of a friend of and then just got demoted to a background cast member. And that's happened frequently. This isn't the first time. But again, we don't know the motivation behind it. So,
right.
All right. So in or around February 2018, NBC got wind of Faith's intention to speak up about her mistreatment and reached out to reprimand her and threaten legal action. NBC warned that she, the volunteer, would face heavy liquidated penalties for discussing her experiences. NBC was clearly fearful of what Faith might say and keen to prevent any unflattering revelations, including about Lala's behavior. NBC had no problem whatsoever threatening Vanderpump Rules' only black cast member, now relegated to unpaid volunteer to protect its white cash cow.
Not that Stowers ever disappeared from the Vanderpump Rules storyline. After her secret, intimate relationship with Jax Taylor came to light, Faith was the subject of a central plotline of season 6. Specifically, it was disclosed that Jax and Faith had a brief, consensual sexual relationship. Jax had been untruthful about the status of his relationship with Brittany, so their relationship was that of an affair. A hot mic in Faith's home music studio inadvertently recorded a conversation between Faith and Jax. In the recording, Faith and Jax discussed their relationship, and Jax informed Faith of his intention to leave Brittany. Another cast member, James Kennedy, illicitly accessed Faith's phone and found the recording, which he sent to himself. Faith had no idea that James Kennedy had accessed the recording until she heard chatter about its contents.
Well, now this sounds like invasion of privacy lawsuit like Rachel's, doesn't it? It's the same.
It wouldn't be revenge porn. It would be unlawful access of a computer device or however it's written.
Yeah, that's wiretapping. So that's the invasion of privacy and then the wiretapping.
But are we supposed to believe, I mean, this is the only one part I'm openly questioning, it was that her conversation with Jax was accidentally recorded. And then James Kennedy just somehow knew.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Legal team. Have you guys been on Quince's website recently? I shopped on there like 3 years ago for the first time and bought myself a bunch of cashmere sweaters. I lived in the black cashmere sweater, lived in it. And I hadn't shopped on there for a while because my cashmere sweaters lasted for a really long time. But I decided to go back on there and oh my gosh, have they completely expanded everything that they offer. The workwear, they have washable silk. And I mean, it's so affordable. I also shared with you all that I'm recently engaged and I'm in the middle of wedding planning. So anytime I'm shopping, I'm thinking about wedding. And they have everything I need for the wedding. I just booked my honeymoon. We're going to go to Southeast Asia. It's going to be hot there. And I've been looking for good linen pieces. Guess what? Quince has good linen pieces and they start at only $30. Then I'm like, okay, we need to get our wedding bands. You know who has fine jewelry now? 14 karat gold, Quince. So I send the link to Avery and I'm like, you have to get your wedding band from here. It's affordable and it looks just like any other wedding band. I mean, it looks great. Another thing I'm doing, again, I have a wedding on the brain. I want to look my best. So I'm like, okay, I really want cute little matching sets to go work out in. It's the only way I can get motivated. I have to like wear a cute little matching set. I've gotten really into Pilates and guess what? Quince has the matching sets. They look identical to matching sets I've already purchased from another sports brand. They have the same thing and at a fraction of the cost. I was able to get two tops and one pair of pants for the same price that I could only get one set at this other sportswear place. I mean, come on. Quince is just killing it. If you've shopped there before, it's time to go back on again. They have just completely expanded the categories of goods that they have to offer. They're not just all about cashmere sweaters anymore. They have got a ton of stuff, and I highly recommend you go check it out. If you're ready to go try out Quince, go to quince.com/docket to get free shipping and 365-day returns. That is quince.com/docket to get free shipping and 365-day returns. That is an amazing guarantee on their goods. So go check it out. I highly recommend it, guys.
How to find it on her phone and send it to himself.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it feels like Rachel's lawsuit and it's nonsensical to bring it up. But I agree, like how would an accidental recording on a hot mic end up on her phone?
So it's an accidental recording of a hot mic that she, so it's a recording, first of all, that she ostensibly did not mean to do from her home recording studio, whatever that is. Her home music studio. And then that recording somehow got onto her phone. And then James Kennedy somehow, without her knowledge, knew how to get into her phone and knew where the recording was and then sent it to himself.
Yeah. No. I used to have a recording studio in my closet, aka when I used to record in my closet. And it wasn't a recording studio. I'm being facetious. But our recordings don't go directly to our phone.
Mm-mm.
Like on our microphones. That's just very...
There's like six steps.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
There's a minimum of six steps. And if you're recording something accidentally, you just delete it. Like I've left my Audacity or whatever.
Yeah, why keep it?
Recording. And I'm like, oh crap, I forgot to hit stop. And then I stop it immediately and just delete it and don't even listen to it. Because what is it going to be? Like my cat rustling something? You know, like it's not...
Yeah.
So the lawyers are having issues with paragraph 31.
That is an issue. And it's an unnecessary paragraph to include.
Okay. Shortly after that, Faith received a call from Bravo indicating that she had, quote, earned her way back on the show. Although angry about her mistreatment and retaliatory relegation in pay and status, Faith agreed to appear at Sheena Shea's birthday party following heavy pressure from production and the cast. When she entered the party, production handed her a form she had to sign. Faith was then instructed to confront Jax about the affair, which he adamantly and falsely denied.
She did not have to appear.
That's the thing.
No one has to appear on these shows. I feel like this is something that we talked about on Spencer and Heidi's podcast when we were on, which is Spidey's 15th minute. You have the decision not to follow the fame.
Yeah.
Just you don't go on.
You don't have to make the Faustian deal with the devil. Like, you just don't. You don't have to. And if they wanted her back that bad, she probably could have negotiated something better for it.
Especially after signing. This is her third contract. This is her third iteration of a signature that she's given them.
It says, Faith would later learn that the form was her contract. When she was told that she had, quote, earned her way back, Faith took that to mean she would again be compensated for her participation and have a normal contract like the other cast members. She was wrong. Her season 6 contract, like her season 5 contract, described her as a volunteer and specified that once again, she would not be paid. Now, I understand not everybody's a lawyer. I don't know how old she was at this time, but you've got to read the documents people are handing you and telling you to sign.
But it also seems just a little bit naive after signing two prior versions of a contract to think that the third is suddenly going to pay you. Why not ask that beforehand? This is just incredibly naive, in my opinion, to sign two different contracts and then just think that the third one is going to say what the first one said without even asking or reading it.
Well, that in the first one she said was only for $5,000. The first thing I'd be doing is be like, all right, well, where's the amount of money on here? And then going backwards from there.
Yeah, like, okay, the $5,000 one, okay, fine, that was your first contract.
Yeah.
You signed it. Whoops. But the second one and then the third. Yeah. Okay, Faith was shocked and outraged and reasonably felt that white cast members would not be treated like this or expected to tolerate such mistreatment. Faith informed NBC and Evolution through her then recently retained agent. Oh, she got an agent. Good. That she would not participate under those circumstances. Rather than offer her some form of compensation or normalize her status, NBC and Evolution threatened to savage her reputation and destroy her career. They told Stowers that they would tell her story for her and warned her that she would not be happy with her portrayal. Well, did she sign it or no?
She signed it. It says when she entered the party, production handed her a form she had to sign. And then it says she was instructed to confront Jax about the affair and that he denied it. And then she said she later learned the form was her contract. Yeah, so she signed it without reading it, it sounds like, and then got an agent who told NBC and Evolution that she wouldn't participate under the circumstances of the previous form that she signed, the contract that she signed. So she was trying to renegotiate after signing it and after filming, which is not the way to go.
Yeah, you have no bargaining power then.
You don't have bargaining power then. You've given away your power because you've already signed the contract and then they already have the footage. Faith quickly learned that NBC and Evolution were serious about savaging her reputation. In a seemingly coordinated effort, the Vanderpump Rules cast embarked on a campaign through social media, podcasts, and elsewhere to destroy Faith's life. Weren't they mad at her because they had taken Brittany's side and felt like she was the other woman? They're always mean to the women, like really mean.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that happens in every show. So.
Yeah. The defamatory and mean-spirited accusations came in droves from all corners of the cast. She was falsely accused by Kristen and Stassi of going AWOL from the United States Army, which would be a crime. This was an especially galling lie to Faith because she came from a military family. Her mother and father were both colonels in the United States Army, and the suggestion that she had gone AWOL, true or not, was quite serious indeed. But the cast did not stop there.
Kristen even accused Stowers of robbing Taylor's house the night they slept together, or Jax's house the night they slept together. This was untrue and could never have been true, as Faith and Jax slept together once, and it was at Faith's apartment. Like we know, because her recording studio picked it up. Kristen and Stassi also accused Faith of being a serial criminal who had been drugging and robbing men throughout Los Angeles. Not only did they make that accusation publicly, they actually filed a false police report on that basis, despite the photo of the assailant looking nothing like Faith, and despite having no reasonable basis to believe Faith was the assailant. The only similarities between Faith and the assailant were their gender and skin color. Jax tweeted, "She's wanted by the police for grand theft auto and AWOL from the military. Bad idea to be on a reality show, dude. Someone's going to jail."
In short, this was a brazen and defamatory campaign of racist harassment plainly intended to harm Faith and undermine her credibility. Ironically enough, the only convicted thief on the cast was Jax himself. That's what I said. That's when he got arrested in Hawaii. NBC and Evolution tightly control any disclosures made about other cast members and could have shut this down at any time. They chose not to do so, ratifying these racist words and deeds. Faith is informed and believes, and based thereon alleges, that NBC and Evolution encouraged and or condoned this conduct in retaliation for Faith's disclosures about other cast members and demands for equal pay and treatment.
NBC and Evolution cynically pretend to care about Faith's mistreatment. Of course, when the issues of race rocketed into the public consciousness in 2020 following the murder of George Floyd, NBC and Evolution were happy to jump on the bandwagon. When tales of Faith's mistreatment went viral, NBC and Evolution, fearing catastrophic public backlash, swiftly parted ways with Kristen, Stassi, and Jax, among others, for words and deeds they had known about for years and ratified. This is what I remember.
Yeah, I remember this.
And I mean, it is horrible what they did. They deserved every bit of that.
They deserved being kicked off the show for that. Calling the police on her and trying to set her up for theft is
despicable.
Yeah.
At no point did NBC or Evolution actually contact Faith herself. Their self-congratulatory quick response was intended solely for public consumption, not to rectify the situation or make amends for their disgraceful conduct. Do you think she's saying that they pressured Stassi and Kristen and Jax to do that?
I mean,
she doesn't say it, but I think that's
she's saying they ratified it. She's saying they ratified and encouraged it. So they didn't specifically tell them what to do, but when they did do those things, they're like, "Oh, good, you're getting more." You're getting more attention for the show. There's more publicity. So she's saying that it was sort of de facto ratified and that they made absolutely no effort to stop it.
Yeah, and they put it on the show. That's fair. I think she wouldn't know if they encouraged it without doing some discovery. So it's fair that she's not alleging that.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Faith has never attained any justice for her gross mistreatment. For years, Faith refrained from taking legal action against NBC and Evolution because she was misled by the terms of her contracts into believing that she had waived her right to do so and released the responsible parties from liability. What she did not realize, and this is in parentheses, and was not meant to realize, is that NBC and Evolution have been engaged in a systemic deception of their cast and crew intended to trick them into letting their claims lapse. Specifically, they impose illegal and unenforceable contract terms on unsuspecting employees that purport to preemptively divest them of the right to pursue legal action for anything that takes place on set, gag them from speaking about unlawful conduct they witness or experience, and threaten ruinous penalties for even minor breaches of confidentiality. None of these provisions are legal or enforceable under California law. Still, their inclusion has the effect of misleading untold numbers of employees, including Faith, into believing they are without recourse. As a result of this intentional deception by NBC and Evolution, which was expressly designed to trick Faith into unwittingly letting her claims lapse, Faith has never had her day in court. This is Faith's lawyer saying that any contract she signed was in no way enforceable because she was tricked into signing it because it asked her to do things that could not be legally agreed to. And then they're saying that the statute of limitations should be told because the reason she didn't file a claim was due to NBC and Evolution's bad actions, basically tricking her into thinking she couldn't file a claim. And I don't know if that will hold up or not either, because I don't know how she's going to get around the fact that she had the contracts and could have taken them to an attorney to look at them before, like, the 3-year statute of limitations expired.
Like 6 years ago.
Yeah.
More than 6 years ago.
Yeah.
I unfortunately don't think this will survive.
Statute of limitations are very strictly enforced. And in the 3 years since the last event occurred, it's going to be hard for her to counter an argument that she could have taken it to an attorney and filed this beforehand.
So she continues and says, in August 2023, Faith became aware of the Reality Reckoning, a grassroots movement.
Grassroots.
Led by Bethany Frankel.
There's nothing grassroots about
that's
Bethany
not
Frankel.
Grassroots. Yeah. To highlight the pervasive malfeasance in the reality TV industry and improve working conditions for cast and crew. The Reality Reckoning was widely covered in the media and put Faith on notice for the first time that the release and confidentiality provisions in her contract were illegal and unenforceable. As a result, Faith retained counsel and discovered that she did, indeed, have claims against NBC and Evolution. She now brings them. Ugh.
I mean, yeah, that's the problem. I mean, because yeah. I do know that that's a huge problem, because if she had taken the contract and said, hey, these things happened to me, I know this says I can't sue, but is there any way around it because I've been damaged? She could have filed something prior to the statute of limitations.
Yeah. I mean, it's just hard because like the ordinary person probably doesn't think there's a way around the contracts. But if it was as bad as she thought it was.
I think I know the wording that they're talking about, if it's similar to the contract that we have from Southern Charm. So we'll read that later on in this episode.
So we'll actually have to save this for a part two. We'll get into the legal claims, discuss all the law behind it, and discuss the contract language from Southern Charm, so we can kind of compare what Faith signed off on and whether we think it'll be upheld in court. Thank you, as always, for listening, and we will hopefully get out the next part shortly. The Bravo Docket is part of the Acast Creator Network.